HESAC Raiders last year finished at 16-7, had an outstanding year under head coach Todd Bontrager, who enters his 29th year as the head coach of either Walnut Lakeview, Auburn, or HESAC County. And coach, tell you what, I've been here in Carroll for 17 of these, so it's been a lot of fun over these years getting to watch your teams play and getting to talk to you and cover you. So I appreciate you joining us here today and looking forward to the season.
Yeah, looking forward to another one. Just feeling really fortunate that we're able to start practice this week and get on the court with the kids, you know, and just be around them, you know, because we didn't get to do anything last summer other than some, you know, basic open gym shooting. So I've kind of missed that opportunity to connect with the kids a little bit more this year. So it's been a fun week.
It sounds like it's been different for you in that. Then what's it been like for the kids? I really haven't had a chance to talk to kids. Some didn't play, you know, a fall sport or a summer sport, so this is their first opportunity to kind of have to go through everything.
We've had a handful of kids that didn't play baseball or football. Only a few. Most of them did one or the other. And we actually had quite a few that played football this fall. So they, you know, they've been a routine of doing things, but I think we got some pretty hungry kids that are just ready to get out there on the court and just play and just have some fun. And yeah, it's been a challenging year, but everybody's in the same boat. But again, we just feel fortunate that we're able to practice right now.
What's the biggest things you guys have been focusing on here early in practice to try to get the team ready to go?
We didn't have an opportunity to do our normal shootouts and scrimmages over the summer last year to evaluate kids. But even at that, we're pretty much doing what we normally do. We're hitting fundamentals hard early in practice and just kind of hitting our main concepts offensively, defensively, that the kids need to know and the absolutes that are expected of them to know as far as getting on the court and producing for our team. So we kind of take that pretty heavily into account the first three or four days, and then you know, at the end of the week, we try to kind of start scrimmaging a little bit, a little live stuff. But so far, it's going really well.
Where do you feel like you guys have grown from last season?
We had a good, solid year last year. We had graduated a lot of seniors, and so it's a new core of kids. So as far as growth goes, you know, you can't really use that right now as a measuring stick. But you know, once we get in the games, we'll kind of see where that growth is. But we've got a bunch of question marks with kids with inexperience that kind of have to show the thing early on here and go from there. But we got Cameron Schrader back, who for some strange reason was not voted All-State last year. He's definitely an All-State player.
Yes.
And I would have had him as a first-team All-State, but somehow I didn't make, I don't know if we had two All-State teams or three, whatever, but a small group of coaches and media people, this was right when COVID hit, state tournament, and I guess they follow protocol, take the top four kids from each district. Well, so happens in our district, we had like six of the top players in the state, so felt bad for him there. He had an awesome year last year, averaging 22 points a game, over 9 rebounds a game, less an assist, you know, blocked shots, did everything on a good team, and then just wasn't represented the way he should. But he's going to have a great year, and all great players, especially the seniors, his challenge is to make other kids around him better. So he's going to have a good year, and we're going to build off him or work around him quite a bit.
And one of the guys that certainly will help him was a guy I thought was really solid for you guys inside last year, especially defensively and rebounding, in Tyler Schmidt. He looks like, through football this year, put a little more size on and strength as well.
Yeah, he's a big, strong 6'3 kid that jumps really well and plays physical. He'll be one of the top rebounders in our conference this year. So with Cam and Ty, we got that rebounding consistency there, which is needed to win games consistently. So that's a good thing coming in. Tyler Wright got some time last year. He's another strong rebounder, defender. So we feel pretty good around the basket area, protecting that, rebounding defensively, you know, getting some high percentage shots there. Where we're inexperienced as in the perimeter area with ball handling, hitting open shots, passing the ball, those basic fundamentals there. So we've got quite a few kids that will be competing for time.
Yeah, Joel Halbert, Dylan Meredith, Jake Payson, three of those guys. Who are some of the other guys that are going to be fighting with those guys for those perimeter roles?
You know, those are three seniors there, and they're going to be playing a lot. And, you know, they played mostly JV last year. But, you know, getting to varsity, just get through the first three, four games of the year, and then they'll start settling down. But we got some other guys that will be competing there hard. Gavin Vondrak, he just came out. this year as a senior. He's a 6'4 kid that can shoot the ball pretty well, so we're going to try to find a way to get him in the mix. And we got some juniors, you know, Nick Crabb, that's just a really hard worker, and Gail Niehaus, he's really stretched up. He's about a 6'3", 6'4 kid, played JV last year as a junior. So, you know, we got a couple sophomores, Aiden Bondrack. I'm probably going to be a backup point guard for us at Cam, and then and Weston Dross is a really good defensive player for us at the guard position. So we got a lot of kids that we can look at, too, to play. And we're going to need depth. You know, at any time, especially during the COVID thing, you know, you may lose a kid, the contact tracing, whatever. So you got to have some good kids here going into the year ready to plug in.
Coach, with that length that you have and the height this year, the zone defense going to be as strong as you like it to be?
It'll probably be more of a zone defense this year. You know, last year we kind of mixed up a little bit back and forth and ended up going more zone towards the end of the year, playing it pretty well. But I think we could have a pretty good defense this year. But, yeah, that'll kind of be our bread and butter again. So,
how key is the three-point shot going to be for you guys?
Huge. You know, today's game is all about three-point shooting, getting high-percent shots to the rim. You know, everybody's trying to do the same thing. So you got Cam Schrader who's going to draw an extra guy. He's going to have two guys basically paying attention to him. There's going to be opportunities for him, and he's a really good passer. There's going to be guys that are going to have to knock down some open threes. So, and we also got to find guys that have the ability to penetrate in the lane there. You got to get in the lane there, penetration or pass, put pressure on the defense, open up those perimeter shots or, you know, shots at the rim too. And you got to get to the free throw line. I didn't think we did a very good job last year getting to the free throw line as we have done in the past years. So we've got to improve on that.
Last year, third place in a very, I thought, talented Twin Lakes Conference. This year looks like conference going to be really good again. South Central, Newell Fonda, some of those teams along with you guys that have been in that hunt. Who else is going to be there, and where do the Raiders fit in this year?
Yeah, it's going to be another tough year every night. It's going to be tough. The conference has been really solid the last 3-4 years. Just some nice, really solid teams. And I don't think of all the teams this year, there's not going to be like that really top 10 state rank type of team. Couple three on the fringe of that maybe. But there's just a bunch of them. There's 5 or 6 teams that are just kind of all kind of in the same ballpark here. But I know Fonda's got some really nice guards. They're going to be another really good team. And South Central is always fundamentally sound. They got good kids, and they're going to be right there. And then Sioux Central had two of the best freshmen around last year playing, two really good players. And so they're going to be good. You know, Prairie Valley got the Graves kid, and the Cruzy kid are really, you know, they're first team all-conference players, and they'll be back. So they'll be good, and Pocahontas returns the whole core. So it's going to be a fight every night.
And that's exactly what you're looking for, Coach, because you guys went out and scheduled what looks like another kind of a tough non-conference schedule. I see Woodbury Central, OABCIG, Maple Valley, Anthony, Charter Oak, Ute. So all teams that probably going to challenge you?
There's no patsies there in a non-conference. So, again, you got to be prepared, you know, be challenged there, especially early in the season, so you can be prepared for a tough conference fight, so that helps prepare you.
Coach, I also noticed I think you guys close out with about 4 or 5 games at home in the regular season. How much can that help you guys propel maybe into a long run come postseason time?
Yeah, certainly that can help us this year. Yeah, our schedule is a little bit off balance that way, the home and away. I haven't looked at the schedule real close, but I have a few more away games than normal. That's going to be tough. Our defense better be good. They're on the road early on if we got to develop some shooting confidence with kids. But, you know, just every night's going to be tough. And I know going through our conference play that'll always get us ready for tournament time. So hopefully we're in position to have tournament at the end of the year too, you know. Every day's been different with the COVID thing and changes we've had to make already.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck dealing with all of that. Appreciate you joining us here today. Have a great season and looking forward to seeing you and the guys soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Head coach again, Todd Bontrager with the ESAC Raiders. We'll be back with more of the boys' basketball preview show coming up next here on KCIM.